Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hello. Am I speaking to George?
Yes, you are.
Hello, George. How you doing? I'm Gabriel. I'm from Local Splash. I was actually about to call you. I'm sorry about the...
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss your call.
No. I had the account all open. I was ready to dial your number, and I got the transfer from my buddy right here. But that's very good. We can go ahead and start this interview. I do gotta let you know this call may take from 30 to 40 minutes. So is this a good time for you, George?
Yes, that's good. Let's get her done.
Okay, very good. Well, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash, and well, the purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords of the services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification and discussing the next steps, okay?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So the next part of the next step pretty much is verifying all the information we have is correct. This is, if you hear anything that's incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay?
Yes. So before you start asking me some questions, I just want to let you know that I spoke yesterday with John about all of this, and we, you know, got set up initially. But I have a website now that I can give you the username and password to, that you can get all kinds of information from, as far as you know, keywords and logo and all that stuff I have on it, pictures and things. So just so you know, that I can give you that information, and that would probably save a lot of stuff for you talking with me, I think.
Okay, I do got a website right here open. I don't know if it's the same one, because I looked into you do have an existing Google Business Profile, right?
Yes.
Okay, this one's
actually two of them up there that I have somehow. I don't know how I got two of them, but there's one with 3 stars and one with 6 stars or 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. I see.
We want to get rid of the one with the 3 stars because it has one of my employees had an altercation with a lady on the parking lot driving, and she put some crazy stuff up on there.
Okay.
That's the one that we were looking to get rid of anyway, because it's, you know, the 5-star one I have has a bunch of good reviews on it, and I've been working on that one myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, very good. If you do have access to this one, I will be sending the steps via email, so you can go ahead and add us as admins, and we can start working on this. And or if you have the domain already, that's good. You can go ahead and provide us with the register, the username and password, so we can so we can access it.
Sure. The problem I'm having, what was your first name again?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Gabriel, I'm sorry. Gabriel, the problem I'm having is that the password, I can't, I'm trying to send it to you in an email. I was preparing it before I called you, mm-hmm. but I don't know how to get an upside down lowercase V on my keyboard. Do you know how to do that?
A lowercase V?
V, upside down. I can't find that on my keyboard.
V is in Victor, right?
Right.
Let me see if I find the command here. One second, okay. You can copy and paste it if you are in a computer.
But I don't have it. I can't find the email that my old company sent me. I have it written down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to type it out in my email here to you to send it to you. But the upside down V, I just can't figure out how to get that on there.
What I do when I don't find a symbol. Yeah, what I do when I don't find a symbol or a letter, I just Google it and then I copy and paste it. But that's pretty much the solution I can give you for finding this type of letter or symbol. Cause it's not in the normal alphabet right here on the keyboard. I mean, I'm pretty sure there should be a command you can press, you know, where you can press the Ctrl Alt and some numbers, but I don't know exactly which one it is for this specific letter.
Okay, I just found it.
You did?
Huh. It says, to type the upside down V symbol on Word for Windows, simply press down the Alt key and type 8743. And,
yep.
And then let go of the Alt key, and this should, well, let's try that. 8743. Alt. Here's the Alt key. Yeah, that's not coming up. Well, I could give it to you verbally if you want.
743. No, it's not coming up neither on my end. I mean, with those letters. But yeah, I mean, if you do have it, you can go ahead and give me the information, and I could write it down for it.
Yes. Okay, let's just do that.
Okay.
All right, so here's my username for the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's my email. It's gsaent@gmail.com. And I think you have that already. That's
okay.
The username.
Yes, I see.
That's my email.
Okay.
gsaent@gmail. And then the password is a P.
Capital or lowercase?
It's a capital P.
Okay.
And then it has the asterisk.
Okay.
And it's 84N with the 84, the capital N it is.
84N as Nancy.
Right, that's a capital N.
Mm-hmm, I got it.
And then it has an upside down lowercase V.
Okay, it's lowercase.
Upside down lowercase V. Capital Z. Lowercase L, exclamation point, capital T,
okay.
Capital Q,
okay.
Lowercase V, regular.
V as in boy?
No, V as in Victor.
V as in Victor, okay.
Lowercase.
Yeah, okay.
Lowercase T, lowercase Q,
Okay.
Lowercase d as in dog.
Okay.
Number two.
Number two.
Uppercase D.
Uppercase D.
Number one.
One.
Okay, upside down V again.
Lowercase, right?
Lowercase upside down V again, yeah.
Okay.
And then lowercase O.
O.
Lowercase H.
H.
Lowercase W.
W.
Lowercase, yep. Number eight.
Eight.
And a zero. Oh, lowercase O.
Lowercase O?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the whole password if you want to read it back to me.
Okay. Sure. I got capital B as in Peter, asterisk,
yep.
8, 4, N as in Nancy, capital,
upside down lowercase v.
Yeah, the V, upside down V. Well, it's lowercase.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
C, capital C.
Z as in zebra. Capital
zebra.
Z as in not okay. C.
Ah, okay, I see. Thank you. Okay, so Z as in zebra. L.
Lowercase. Capital.
Okay, I have that one. I had a capital L, so it's a lowercase L.
Right.
And then the exclamation mark.
Yes.
Capital T.
Yes.
Capital Q.
Yes.
And lowercase V, as in Victor.
Correct.
Lowercase T.
Yes.
Lowercase Q.
Right.
Lowercase D.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
And capital D.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Upside down lowercase V.
Yes.
Lowercase O.
Yes.
Lowercase H.
Yes.
Lowercase W.
Yes.
8. And lowercase O.
Now, that could be a 0 too, so I'm not sure, but I think it's a lowercase O.
The last one?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and write this down on my notes, okay?
Yeah. So that's the password. So you take your time, and when you're ready to continue, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. I have everything written down on my notes, so don't worry, okay? I have the password. Did they give you a link or anything they can access, like a register?
No, that's just my website login information that I was given.
Okay. Okay, so very good. Okay, thank you very much. So, well, okay, first of all, we were about to confirm your business name with Apple Valley Home Improvements. Is this correct, sir?
Yes, it's Apple Valley Home Improvement, not no S at the end.
Improvement. Okay. Okay. Actually, one of the Google profiles you have has an S at the end, and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, which one has the S at the end?
The one that has the bat ratings.
The one with the three stars?
Yes, the one.
That's okay, because we're going to try to get rid of that somehow, I guess.
Okay. So, the address I have on here is 61 Tanglewood Drive.
Yeah.
And the zip code is 06489.
Correct.
Very good.
Everything on there should be correct, because I just was in there looking at it to verify all that on that Google My Business.
Okay.
So I would say, to save some time, whatever is on there is correct.
Okay, and the phone number is correct, right? The one in with 1-899.
Yeah.
The email you just gave me right now, that's the email we're going to send you all the information to. Okay?
Yep. Did I give you the new URL that I'm going to be using for this website yet?
No.
Would you like to take that down so I don't forget?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The URL for this website is going to be, and this is going to need to be changed in the Google My Business listing when it's time to activate this new website. We're going to have to change this URL in the Google My Business, but it's applevalleyct.com. Dallely Valley, dallecyct.com.
Is this already working?
No, it's I purchased it from GoDaddy.
GoDaddy, I see.
So I recently purchased that URL.
Okay, and the credentials you provided me right now are for the new URL, right? New domain.
What credentials are you talking about?
The username and password you gave me right now.
That username and password,
mm-hmm,
is for the website that I have, which is www.avhi.biz, which is the website on my Google My Business. It should be on there. Those are the credentials to get into that website, so that you can gather as much information from that website to create the new website, which is going to have the URL applevalleyct.com. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Okay, very good. We will now go over the keywords. So the keywords are the services that customers are going to be typing online to find your business. So we're just going to go over them, okay? I have a few of them already here. Just, well, tell me if they're applicable or not, okay? Or if you would like to add any of them. Okay. We have roofers, roofing, roofing install, basement remodeling, basement finish.
Roofing in Southington to that.
Okay.
I guess that part of it is someone has to get creative with all of those keywords, correct?
Yes. Well, the keywords are pretty much the ones that are most relevant or used in this type of business. So that's why we do need to use, because people tend to look for things, normally not even by their name, just what they look like, or a lot of times people don't really know what they're looking for it's called.
Somebody's doing a search, Gabriel, and they end up typing in roofing Southington, roofers in Southington. I want to make sure that, you know, there's certain towns around me that I want to make sure that they get in my keywords, because if someone in my area within a town, I'm doing a 10-mile radius around Southington, Connecticut, 06489, which is my zip code. So on all of the services that we're going to go over here, I want all these searches, people searching in these areas, to be able to, you know, find me that way. So I can give you the towns around my town, Southington, that I live in, that my business is in, and we can attach those towns to these keywords. So to simplify the whole thing, you know, if you look at my Apple Valley Home Improvement, www.avhi.biz. If you go and open it up right now and we look at the services. You want to do that? I can.
I have it right here. Yeah, I mean,
okay,
I have it
open. If you drop down the services, these are all the things I do, right? So if all of these services have, you know, additions, Southington, I'll tell you the towns. If you want to type them down, this could save you a lot of.
Yeah, actually, on the keyword, well, normally it's targeted. It's the word itself. So when someone is looking for roofer, the keyword is gonna be roofer, or roofing in Southington, it would be just roofing. That's gonna be the keyword. The rest, when you enter near me or the city, that doesn't apply as the keyword. That's just a default that the system is taking. So it detects pretty much where your business is located or targeted. So right now we are going to be adding, all those cities you mentioned, but, pretty much the keywords are apart, right? It's just the first.
Okay.
The name of the job, pretty much.
Yeah, so, you know, roofing company would be a keyword. Roofing company, and then people would type in, and then Google would figure it out from after they type. So it's either roofing or roofing company is a keyword.
Mm-hmm.
And then the towns, I'll just tell you all the towns now so you know what they are, okay?
Yeah, we can go over them right now. You go ahead and tell me the towns, and I'll add them to the targeted cities, because we do go through that process too. Okay.
Got. Okay. So the towns would be, the primary town would be Southington, Connecticut, 06489. Okay. And then when they're going through this, they'll find all the connecting bordering towns to Southington. And I'll tell you the name of the towns, what they are. You have Kensington, K-E-N, S-I-N-G-T-O-N, Kensington. Okay. You have Woolkit, W-O-L-C-O-T-T, Woolkit. You have Cheshire, C-H-E-S-H-I-R-E, Cheshire. You have Farmington. It's spelled as it's pronounced Farmington, F-A-R-M-I-N-G-T-O-N, Farmington.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Bristol, B-R-I-S-T-O-L, Bristol. Plainville, P-L-A-I-N, Plainville, V-I-L-L-E. Okay, so you'll have, those towns are all bordering Southington.
Okay, I see. I have them right here.
So, and I'm working, like I spoke with John, I want to work within a 10 to 15 mile radius of my town.
Okay.
15 miles is the most. Okay, so the services that for keywords are right there for you, right there in my services on Apple Valley AVHI.biz. So everything's there, and you have the login username and password to get into this site, so you can get, you know, the pictures are there, there's a video in there that I would like to utilize. There's only one. There's a gallery of pictures attached to all my services somewhere in here that are pretty much self-explanatory what the pictures are of, you know, of roofing jobs or additions and things that I've done. So this website I've had for 7 years has all the information in it, I believe, that you'll need to create the new one, applevalleyct.com. my logo is there. It should be encrypted into the site. I don't particularly care about these pictures that are coming up on the front of this site with the barn and the house. That could be left up to the designer's discretion, how to design this site professionally and make it look nice. But I do like, you know, I do have reviews on there that I like to use, news that I'd like to use. Everything that's there you can utilize.
Okay, I see.
Makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, I do it. I do see everything right here. There's a lot of keywords, and where it says we do it all, large or small, there's a lot of keywords mentioned right there. So yeah, pretty good. I'm gonna go ahead and list this ones up, but on the keywords, I'm sorry.
So you can basically communicate to the developer of the site, whoever's going to develop this, it's whether it's you or someone else, that they could go in here and get all the keywords out of the services, because everything is pretty well done there. The guy that created this site, he actually worked for Google. So he knew how to create, you know, all the keywords in there. The right, so I think they did a pretty good job with all that.
Yes, I see here. Okay, well, I am gonna be listing all the keywords from the site. You are gonna be receiving an email, okay, as just a confirmation as the keywords. If you want to change anything on the keywords, just go ahead and read the email. If you don't like any of them, you can reply to the email, and we can make the proper changes, okay?
Sure.
Perfect. So, well, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online, okay? Is there anything unique about your business, or what do customers like about your business? Sets you apart from competitors, pretty much?
Yes. One thing is that me being the owner, I'm on every job. I make it a habit to visit every job every day with my subcontractors, because I'm a general contractor. So, you know, I have a few jobs generally going on at once. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But if I have a couple jobs going on every day, I go to the jobs. So owner, I'm on every job is basically what I want people to know. And they deal direct with the owner of the company, which is an advantage. You know, I've been in this industry, you know, I've been involved in the construction industry for 30 years. I do all the, my own quotes, free quotes and all things like that. And I deal direct with the customers.
I see. So it's pretty much personal, right? You personalize the service too, right?
I would say personalized service, owner direct,
owner direct contact. Yep.
Owner direct personalized services would be good to say.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Do you have a mission statement?
I don't have one off the top of my head, but I could come up with something. I don't think there's one on the website here, I don't believe.
On the website, it says who we are. Apple Valley. Let me see if I see something on the website, or if you have something in mind, you can also tell this to me.
Yeah, I have to think about a mission statement. I can always email that to you, correct?
Yes.
So I'm making a note here to come up with a mission statement.
Yep, and well, we also need a tagline or a slogan.
Tagline or slogan. Yeah, I got to think of something too, because I don't believe that's on there now either, huh?
No, a tagline or slogan, I don't see any tagline or slogan on this, on the website.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that stuff today.
Okay, very good. Just a second. Okay. How long have you been in the business, and how many years of experience do you have?
I've been in this industry for 30 years.
30 years, okay. And how long have you been with this business?
This business, Apple Valley, has been for 8 years now. This company.
Okay. Perfect. How many people work with your company at the moment?
I'm a general contractor, so I subcontract with all my so I don't have an employee payroll. So, you know, running the company, we have like 10 people involved in running the day-to-day.
Okay, very good. And do you do residential, commercial, or both?
I do both.
What are your hours of operation?
They're all on Google My Business. It's all set up there. Reference that if you would like to save some time. It's up to you. I can tell you. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I see it's 8 to 5. I mean, 8 to 5,
yeah.
And Sunday. That's pretty much Monday through Saturday, right?
Correct. So 8 to 5, well, Monday through Saturday is safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have this information and we do see it, but a lot of times the information may not be accurate. So this is why we always go through it again. Just pretty much
yeah.
The confirmation. Okay?
Yeah, like I said, when we started, I did go on Google My Business, the better one there with the 5 stars, and I checked all that information the other day because I was able to do all that.
Okay, what type of payment methods do you accept?
We offer financing. We take cash or checks. Credit card is the third. I really don't do credit cards right now, but it's not necessary with this type of business.
Okay, I see.
I mean, on the site, if you look on the front page of my site and scroll down, you'll see that I have MasterCard, Visa, American Express on there.
I see.
Those, if you want to put them back in there somewhere and asking about financing is okay too.
Okay.
You know, any badges that you see, I have some reviews from Thumbtack on there. Who we are is let's see, let me read this. Have a value on the person. You can use that, who we are. You can use, you know, all the picture gallery of what I have there with kitchens, bathrooms, siding, all that gutter replacement, all those things that if you keep scrolling, you can use all these things, you know.
I see.
Everything on the website is correct.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add it pretty much to the website designer so he can work on.
We got the links there. On, if you scroll down some more over to the left, we got helpful links. You know, there's Facebook. You guys can add other links to it, like, you know, Yelp and stuff that are in the Google My Business categories that are, you know, other links and that are in there, and Google My Business can be added into the website as well if you guys like. And then, you know, there's financing and New Britain Roofers are in there, expertise.com, Best Roofer. If you could add those things back onto this website, that would be good to do. Those badges that are there.
Very good. Are you licensed and insured, George?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. By any chance, do you have a license number?
Yes, I can give you that.
Okay.
My home improvement contractor number, when you're ready, registration number is HIC dot, for home improvement contractor, HIC dot 064. 6802.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So let's talk about, well, the Google business profile. You already gave me the name of the cities. So that's very good. You do have access to the Google business profile you mentioned, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So for the Google business profile, I will be sending an email, with the steps. So you can go ahead and add us as managers on the Google business profile, and we can help you start optimizing the business. Okay.
Okay. I could do that now if you'd like. Want me to go do that now?
I mean, sure.
You can walk me through.
Sure. I can give you the steps.
Well, hold on. Let me just get there. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, it's the second one here, and when it comes up, let me see here. No, that's my website. Where is that? Why isn't that one there? Oh, here we go. Let's do this one. View profile. Okay, so what do I do?
Okay, on the link, are you in the
business link?
Yeah, Google My Business. Log into to your account, and you do see your business already, right?
Yes.
You're gonna go to click on manage profile.
Okay, where is that? Let's see. Manage profile. Let's see. Where would that be? Where is that? Manage profile.
Let me see if I can find out the business so I can see exactly where you're looking at. Okay, one second. So we did, well, I just sent an email with the steps and also a walkthrough, like a video walkthrough. I don't know if you received that through your email.
I have to go look, but hold on a minute here.
Yes.
Good surprise email verification. So, I don't have it yet. You sent it to gsaent@gmail?
Yes.
Hold on a second. What is it that you said I was looking to do here? Manage my profile?
Yes. Are you in the browser, on the browser, or on business.google.com/locations?
I have my Google My Business opened, with the review and all that, with the, you know, shows Apple Valley Home Improvement with my 6 Google reviews. It shows you manage this profile. You manage this business profile. It says hours, phone number, edit your business information. Is it edit your business information or is it?
You should see manage profile.
Yeah, where though?
Do you see business profile settings?
Geez, it could be here. It should be pretty much right in my face here, I would
think.
I mean,
you do see your business, right?
Yes.
Okay, click in your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should take you to a screen.
Yes.
Okay, on the right corner,
mm-hmm.
to your right side, you should see 3 dots.
Where it says profile strength and all that?
Yes.
Yeah. It says business profile settings, add a new business profile, your business profiles.
Okay, go to the first one, business profile settings.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I got it. Now it says manager, add,
yes,
edit, remove.
Go ahead and select manager.
Okay, there's 2 managers on there now, so I want to add another one, right? And then ask for email address. What is the email address?
Okay, when you click on managers and then add, you're going to enter a number, okay? I'm going to give you a number you can type.
It's all right. I'm clicking on add now. And then it opens up, it says add manager, and it says email address.
Yep, on email address, I'm going to give you a number you can type.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, the number is going to be 552.
Yes.
554.
Yes.
6200.
Okay, so I put in 552-554-6200, and then local splash listings popped up underneath their business profile group.
Correct.
So invite. Now invite you.
Yes. On the drop-down, go ahead and select it, and make sure you select on access. You can use, make sure you have manager selected, and then add.
Well, it says invite.
Okay, that's
so,
right.
So, yeah, invite. Well, now it says invalid email, try again. Okay, why did that happen? When I went to invite you, it went invalid email, try again. So let's try this again. What was the number again?
The number, it was 552.
Yes.
554.
Hold on. Wait. Let's start over. 552-554. Go ahead.
Give me a second. 6200.
So it's 552-554. 6200, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you said manager, correct?
Yes, go ahead and it's going to drop down. It's going to drop down an option that's going to, like before, you saw local splash listings. That will drop down, and you can go ahead and select it.
it's not letting me do that. When I put the number in, 552-554-6200, okay, and I have owner or manager, I select the manager, and then I hit the invite, it goes to invalid email, try again. It says, it reads that in the red, in the box where you type your email, it goes
but is it allowing you, is it allowing you to select the local splash listing? Because it shouldn't say invite, it should say add at the bottom.
Let's try it, start over again here. Business, add new business profile, what was it, business profile settings, right? Managers.
Yes, managers.
Add managers to this business profile in Google. And then I gotta hit add. Now, it's asking for an email address.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on, 552-4-200.
Yep.
Okay, local / business listings. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Okay.
You're in there. I had to click on the drop down. It dropped down, and you're supposed to click on the little drop down of splash, and then it goes to add. Okay, got it.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm glad we got that part. Okay, so we'll go ahead and my team will help. We'll pretty much help with the verification and optimizing everything, okay?
Sure.
Perfect. So to get your Google Google business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email titled "Action Needed: Pictures Needed for Google Verification."
What do you need for things like that? That was reading about that yesterday. You need a picture of the license plate on my truck and stuff like that.
We do need pictures from tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace.
Why do you need all that stuff? That's a pain in the neck to have to do all that, send all those pictures. Do you really
send
have to do all that?
It's pretty much to increase your...
Yep. Go ahead.
I mean, I do understand. I mean, it is kind of a hassle, but this information does help to improve your GBP strength overall. So we do request it.
Yeah, as far as the tools, taking pictures of tools and things, I'm not going to do that because I'm a general contractor. I'm not going to go take pictures of all kinds of tools, but I can send a picture of my insurance, picture of my license, picture of my truck with my license plate and some other things there. But, you know, invoice, I have to go through printing one of those up, but I mean, I'll do what I can there. I'll get you as much as I can. Is that going to be okay?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that should be fine.
All right. Well, I'll work on that today as well with this stuff. So when you email me, you're going to give me a list of all the things you want me to do, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I got to do mission statement, taglines, slogan, pictures. Okay. How are we doing here? Are we almost done?
Yes, sir. Yes. No. Hold on. Wait. Well, we will follow up with Google and let you know if anything is needed. Okay. So as a part of our effort to optimize your Google business profile and help you get more leads, we'd like to introduce you to, well, a great feature called GPP Messaging. So GPP Messaging allows customers to message your business directly through your Google Business profile. So this is a great way to connect with customers and answer their questions easily, as well as improving your GPP strength. And well, the best of all is that it's completely free to use.
So it's called GBB?
GBP Messaging.
GBP. I already have that enabled.
For the Messenger?
For the Google Messenger. Yeah, that was already turned on for me for messaging, yes. I had a friend of mine that I added onto this Google My Business profile, and he went in there and did some work on it, and he did activate the messaging for me. But if you want to just make sure it's on, that's fine with me. Yes, that's good. So it was called GBP, you said, messaging.
Correct. Yes, and I'm going to set it up. So we will help you set up this once everything it's the Google Business profile is already verified and running and everything. We will help you with the setup of this, okay?
Yes. Okay. You type pretty fast, Gabriel. I can hear you clicking away over there.
I
can type that.
Yeah, it's part of what I do. But I'm just listening for information and adding everything up so yeah, we can get it done. I mean, but it's good. It's very good. We did some progress right here. You already invited us or added us as a manager, so that's a whole step, pretty much. People do have issues with this. I'm glad we got it.
Well, like I said, I've been working on this here with someone, and that's why I know about how to get in there and do some things. So yes. And I did get some pictures are in there and photos and all kinds of stuff, but you guys can do whatever you want with it and make it work better. Now, Gabriel, where are you, located? What state?
California.
Okay. Do you have a number that I could get a hold of you with? I guess it was the number that I called initially on, correct?
Yes, you will need a call. You won't be able to get directly to me if you're looking for some help on your account.
The 877-635-6225 number is the one to
correct.
Call in, right?
Yeah, you can speak to, for example, Ben. It's one of the one of our representatives for customer service. So he could help you with any questions you may need, you may have at the moment. So
you're basically the
I just take care of the moment of gathering information, and we do have
you're the information gatherer.
Yep, that's right. And we publish accounts and write in all the information needed, pretty much. So okay. So now that we gather this information, I will be sending it out to our provisioning team